Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is, yes, it's Friday. It's that time of the week when you are stuck with just me, Rick Clemens, the coming out coach, on another episode of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. So today, I want to do a confession. I want to come to you, be totally transparent, give you a little bit of a glimpse of what's going on with me, and see how closely that might actually mirror what could be going on with you. So my confession is, I've gone back to the past. Yep, I've turned back some time, and I'm rereading a book called You Can Heal Your Life. It was given to me by a really good friend of mine, Chris, and I've forgotten how much I enjoyed this book the first time I read it. In fact, the first time I read it was when I came out of the closet, when I was in turmoil, when I was in complete chaos in my life. And ironically, this week I was reading, I'm probably up to page 65, 66, somewhere in that. I'm only reading a few pages a night because I want to really absorb as I go through it. And I remembered this sentence that came up, and it reminded me of when I was in that turmoil of coming out. And the sentence that I read was, your mind is a tool you can choose to use any way you wish. The thoughts you choose to think create the experiences you have. Now, talk about being bitch slapped upside the head going, oh my God, what the fuck did I just read? It reminded me of that moment because I was back in those horrid days of thinking, I'm never going to get through this. I don't know how I'm going to pay child support and alimony. I don't know if I'm going to have a job. I don't know if I'm going to be living in my car or living in a dumpy little house and blah, 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 blah. And then what I realized is when I read those words, your mind is a tool you can choose to use any way you wish. I realized how simple everything can become. Because our minds are these really freaking incredible tools. And when we allow our minds to do the things that we want them to do, to explore the things we want to explore, to go be the way we want to be in the world, then we are ever so freaking powerful. But it's when we allow our minds to go wander off into places of uncertainty and fear and, oh my God, what's going to happen, that we let the mind take control. But in reality, we are in control of our mind. And that's the simple thing you need to realize. Now, I get it. Trust me. I'm not sitting here like some guru under a Bodhi tree, okay? A Bodhi tree, not a Bodhi tree. But anyway, a Bodhi tree. Trying to tell you, oh, this is really easy. It's not freaking easy, but it is something that the more that you start to practice, the more that you practice that you control your mind, you control your thoughts, and the more you have the thoughts that can propel you forward, that can make things better, and you have thoughts that then create what is happening in your life, life begins to get easier. Doesn't mean you're going to get by without some crap coming up. Don't take what I'm saying that way. No, we're still going to have stuff show up. But even in those crap moments when life is taking a dump on us, you're going to find you can be bold. You can make things simpler by just trusting that you control your thoughts and you create what you want to create in your life. In fact, I want you to think of it this way. You are not a helpless victim to your thoughts. You're not. You're actually the master puppeteer of your mind. You're the one who gets to create the thoughts. You're the one who gets to think, oh, am I going to dwell on this? Am I going to let this overtake me? So whatever's going on for you this week, I want you to once again just think about what I just said. You are the master puppeteer of your thoughts. That's a big, freaking bold move you can take this week. I don't care if you're going through a divorce, whether you're having a crappy work week and things haven't gone well. Maybe you're having some trouble in your relationships. Maybe you're battling the bulge and every time you get on the scale, those numbers aren't changing. That's what's happening to me. I've done really well, been on the Whole 30 program, dropped some weight, and now those numbers aren't moving, even though I'm eating still the really same way. No matter what's happening, don't let those thoughts become your master. You become the master of your thoughts. Don't you become the victim. You become the conqueror. And when that all starts to come to you, always remember, your mind is a tool that you can choose to use any way that you wish. Just let that sink in and think about it. Now, I've been telling you some stories about why we're getting ready to make some shifts with the Coming Out Lounge. And so here's where we are. I know I wanted to reach bigger. I wanted to get to bigger audiences that understood that life is one frickin' big closet. When I realized this about a year and a half ago, I started making some changes. I started trying to find the pathway to make things happen so I could start to speak to other audiences. Not because I don't want to be talking to my LGBTQ brothers and sisters. Again, we're not letting that part of this show go. But there's so many people out there living in closets. And that's why I'm doing this. I'm starting by writing some articles about this sort of stuff. I've started pitching myself out there for some speaking engagements about what it means to live life uncloseted, to make things simple and be bold. And the whole point of this is to bring you, my listeners who listen every week, bring you to a place where you can realize not only if you've come out of the closet of your life to be who you are in your sexual orientation or your sexual identity, that gender identity, you also have closets each and every day that you're coming through. But when we start to make things simple and be bold, that's when we live life uncloseted. And that's the core message. There's three steps to this that I think I've talked about before, but I want to bring forward to you this week. Three steps to starting to live a life uncloseted are, you've got to escape your bullshit. Whatever that stuff is going on up there in your head, that's why I wanted to talk about thoughts today. You got to escape the bullshit thoughts so you can move forward. But once you start to escape those, you need to go face your fears. In fact, you've got to explore the fears. That's the second phase. You got to get in there and explore them. Because when you explore your fears, you're going to also find your truths. But once you have escaped your bullshit and you've explored your fears and found your truths, it's time to elevate your self-expression. In fact, I love to say, elevate your fucking self-expression, because your self-expression is who you are and how you should show up in the world. And that is exactly why I'm going to shift this podcast from just the Coming Out Lounge. I want everybody to be fully self-expressed in whatever ways that is for them. And so we're going to be moving forward very soon, and that's my phone going off, reminding me that I've got to go do some life uncloseted work right now. But what I want to do is move forward very soon, probably by April, no later than May, to the new show, which will be called Life Uncloseted. It's going to be great, and I'm going to ask some of you, if you want to be part of this, you want to come on and share your stories, your things that you've done to step out of living that life in the closet, whether you're gay, straight, bisexual, or not, doesn't matter. Maybe you're someone who's just listening to this because you know, wow, there's some good content here. Maybe you're escaping something in your life. It could be you came out of the closet about being an alcoholic. Maybe you're coming out of the closet about being a sex addict. Maybe you're coming out of the closet because you really like My Little Pony. I don't know, whatever it is, but I want you to live your life uncloseted. Because when you get to do that, you make big, bold moves in life. Big, bold moves that make for more happiness, more joy, more fulfillment, and you start to live your passion. So, there you got it. That's another one of the reasons that I'm moving towards this new shift in the podcast. And I'm looking forward to your support. I hope that if you have stories or you have questions that you'd like to hear me answer on the podcast, the current one, or as we move into Life Uncloseted, that you will reach out to me and email me at rick@rickclemons.com or rick@thecomingoutlounge.com. Ask your questions, and I promise I will bring those answers up on these riffs and rants and talk about those things. But before we wrap up today, I want you to remember, you are the master of your own mind and of your own thoughts. And with that, we're going to wrap it up for this week's version of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. I'm Rick Clemons, the Coming Out Coach, and we will catch up with you very, very soon. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.